beautiful Christmas Eve. We are so glad that you have found your way to worship God with us tonight. Just a note of welcome to our youngest worshiping with us today. I know that they are excited and maybe a bit tired too, and that's okay. The welcome here to worship is for us all. So parents, I know that it can be a bit challenging. Just take a breath and relax. Wiggles, giggles, and cries are what it means to be church here at GPC. And now may the good news of this night inspire us to tell the world of great joy. For to us is born a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Let us worship God. Please join me in a time of prayer. O Holy One, across the universe, creation waits for the prophets to speak, to tell their stories of expectation and their vision of renewal. Tonight we come to stand with the shepherds, to be amazed at your glory. Tonight we come to sing with the angels, rejoicing in your work. Tonight we come to wait with Joseph, trusting in your promise. Tonight we come to sit with Mary, cradling the Christ child. May we gather around them today once more and that let their longing grip us, lead us into birth and blessing. Let the stories of sacred scripture seep into our hearts, to be treasured and pondered anew. Let us listen through the ancient words that we might be ready to tell the story of Jesus and his love.
Story through be my dear. In the beginning was the Word.
The start of the ancient story.
The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Come, let us tell, hear, sing, and live the stories of our faith. Glory to God in the highest.
Thank you.
first scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Second scripture reading is from Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5a. Now you are walled around with a wall. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the ruler of Israel upon the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origins is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
everyone may be seated, and at this time, the children are welcome to come forward. Come on. Oh, we have you guys sit down. Good morning. Wait, it's not morning anymore, is it? Oh, goodness, I'm so confused. What day is it? I am used to the morning. It is Christmas Eve. Santa's coming, and I have a question. Who remembers the day they were born? Wow, lots of hands. Really? You guys remember that pretty well then, huh? Okay, maybe it's because I've gotten older and my memory is failing. So I don't remember the day that I was born, but October 5th. It's a good day. That is the day I was born, but I don't remember it. But you know what I do have are the stories that my parents tell me about the day that I was born. And today, we are here in church to tell the story about the day who was born. Jesus, thank you for not saying Santa. All right. The day that Jesus was born. So, if you all, some of you I know were here this morning, and we told that story with lots of glow sticks and craziness, some of my personal favorite ways to tell stories. Tonight we're telling the story from the Bible, and we're also, yes, in song. And so you all, as we worship together, will have a chance to listen to the different ways that we tell the story of Jesus' birth. And I know some of you have been waiting to see what's in the manger. Some of you have seen, but you want to come and take a look? See, look. See? Not a real baby. I think he'd cry a lot if he was in here. We have baby Jesus in the manger this evening. Will you all pray with me? Pray together? Pray with baby Jesus. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you.
For sending Jesus
to show us your love. Amen. All right, the congregation's going to stay seated, and we're going to sing Away in a Manger while you guys make your way back to whoever you're sitting with. Okay? Merry Christmas. You can hold Jesus for a minute. Sure. Do you want to put him back for me? And twitch him. Good night, baby Jesus. the first part of the Christmas story as it comes to us from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. And he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in the manger."
Thank you.
suddenly. There was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary, she treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told. For our Advent and Christmas theme here at Gates Presbyterian Church, we borrowed the expression, "the rest of the story," from the infamous radio personality Paul Harvey. And some of you may even remember that on Christmas every year, Harvey shared a story I've adapted a bit and would like to share with you. You see, this story is about a man alone on Christmas Eve. He's not the Scrooge type that you might be imagining. He was a good man, kind, generous with his family, and someone his coworkers respected. But some time ago, this man had come to terms with the fact that he just could not believe in the story of Christ. Why God would come to earth in human form, it just didn't add up in his mind. So one Christmas, feeling his pretense of devotion had thoroughly run its course, he told his family, "It's just not going to be going with you the evening candlelight service at church. I'm sorry to upset you, but I just feel like I would be a hypocrite." So he told them that he would stay home, waiting for their return. A heavy snow moved into the area. He settled into his chair with a cup of coffee and began to relax for the evening. But before too long, the soft white noise of the steady snow was interrupted by a loud thud, and then another. At first, the man concluded that someone must have been throwing snowballs against his living room window. But upon peering out from behind the blinds, his yard appeared quite empty. Reluctantly, venturing outside, he found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the falling snow just beneath his living room window. Having been caught in the storm, the desperate birds were trying to fly in vain through the large window at the front of his house. And being the decent man that he was, he knew he couldn't leave the birds stranded to freeze in the night storm. And he resolved to find a resolution. And it was just then he thought about the small barn out back where the family kept a few chickens. It would be warm, sheltered, safe if he could just get those birds into it. And quickly he put on his jacket and his boots, and he began trekking through the snow to the barn. He opened the doors wide. He turned on the light. But those birds, they just wouldn't fly in. He thought that food might entice them. He hurried back in the house. He retrieved breadcrumbs. He sprinkled them in the snow. And he made a trail to the warmly lit doorway of the barn. But still, those birds vainly fought the cold beneath his living room window. So the man tried catching them. He tried shooing them into the barn by waving his arms, walking around them. But nothing worked. Every time he drew close, they scattered in almost every direction. And as soon as he retreated back, they resumed their hopeless attempts to fly through that living room window. Time and time again, they retraced their steps. Time and time again. The man thought he had succeeded in saving the birds, only to be disappointed once more. Now, time had passed. It seemed like hours. The man was cold and tired and frustrated. No longer moved by pity, he actually started to feel a great love for these creatures that fled before him in fear. "I just don't understand," he said out loud. "They're cold and scared, in danger of dying, but they just won't go where it's warm and safe. If only I could make them understand. If only I could tell them. It'll be okay. If I could just think like one of them, become like one of them, just for a moment. I could let them know. I could show them to safety. They would listen. Because I would be like them. If I could just be like them for a few minutes." And suddenly the man stopped. And he fell to his knees in the swirling snow. And he realized in that very moment that God had spoken those same words in God's own heart so long ago. In that moment, he understood that 2,000 or so years ago, God had done for humanity what he wanted to do for these silly birds. That God had become one of us so that we might understand this world. Not be afraid. There, kneeling in the snow on a dark, cold night, the man understood the meaning of Christmas for the very first time, and his heart is filled with joy. Sharing that powerful story again makes me wish that Paul Harvey had offered his patented, "And now, here's the rest of the story," at the end of his reading. Because the rest of the story is so important. You see, whether we read tonight's gospel story from Luke or the beautiful hymn of praise that is the first chapter of John's Gospel, it is through the rest of the story that we learn the story of Emmanuel, God with us, God who will not give up on us. It is in the rest of the story we learn there is no length or depth to which God will not go to reach us. And it is in the rest of the story we also learn of who we are. The story tells us that there's more to the incarnation than God pointing out a safe haven in the storm. The power of Christmas is that God, who from the very beginning of creation has sought us in love and breaks into this world in a new and staggering and wondrous way. The story of Emmanuel, of God with us. And it will change forever our understanding of who God is and how God is in this world. And the rest of the story changes who we are. The rest of the story reminds us that we all have worth. All people, not just some, are to be treated with dignity, and that we, the whole of creation, are of inestimable value to God. That all those around us, those who are seemingly far away geographically or emotionally, yes, friends, even politically, are treasured children of God. Because it is God who chose to be born into poverty, into a world of violence and fear, completely vulnerable. Because this is the way God chose to make God's love fully known. God came to dwell in ordinary human flesh, and in this way hallowed it and all of creation, and set the pattern for us to do similarly, to honor each other and the whole created order. You see, with God, we become the rest of the story. As amid the world's dangers, we embody our values and our beliefs, our identity and integrity, to allow good words to take flesh in each of us. Yes, sometimes fear overwhelms us. We fall short, but yet we aspire to be the rest of the story, to bear witness to one another of the good news of great joy, that God's love is for all the world this evening and always. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Tonight we gather as people living in darkness and seeking to see the light of the world born in Bethlehem. We also come knowing that we are called to be lights of God's love shining in the world. Tonight, the offering we receive will go toward supporting the mission partnership we have with the House of Mercy in Rochester. The House of Mercy provides food, shelter, clothing, and advocacy for persons who are homeless. Let us together carry the light of Christ into our world through the support of this community.
Thank you.
The Gospel of John proclaims that the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Into the darkness of this world and our lives, the light has been born to us this day. May our collective lights represent the divine promise of great joy, that even the smallest light chases away the shadows in this world, even in the darkest of places. At this time, I would invite the candlelighters to begin to light everyone's candle. They'll hold their candles out straight, and you'll bend yours to share the light with your neighbor. And we will hum Silent Night until everyone's candles are lit, and then we will stand and sing together. Please join with me in prayer. Christ among us, light of the world, heal our brokenness and bring us to wholeness. Ease our pain and bring us hope, strength, and life. Give us new heart, new hope, and a new song, that our prayers and deeds may be one. We ask it in the name of our baby King, your love made flesh, Jesus our Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And friends, we go forth to spread the story wherever we may go, sharing God's love and promise with all whom we may meet. So go into the world to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations and bring peace among people, and make music in every heart. In the name of our God, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, we cry out with the angels in the heavens and the shepherds in the fields, joy to the world, the Lord is come.